It will be very unique message. I will continue the same theme that the Holy Spirit is not letting me go. It's still the same. It's the knowledge of yourself. And today, we'll go into another thing. Last time I had to release some steam, so it's all good. Hold your hands in hand. I mean, hold yourself in hands. Last message, I had certain things that I need to release. But right now, I'm going back into those messages that the Holy Spirit told me to release into the body of Christ. And I have to share this. And I don't know how long I will sit in this message, but if the daddy grips me, he grips me seriously and for quite some time. And I'll say this, before this moment, many people were delivered, masses of people, masses of testimonies that the Lord has touched these people through these messages, this series of messages, knowledge of yourself. So, beloved, today's message is called Next Branch in this series is process of coming together. Process of coming together. Today I will share about certain things that not many people share because they probably don't understand, don't have an understanding for it. To say something or to speak about something, you have to be there, you have to touch it, you have to come together
in part,
know your God. And what
you're even
talking about.
Process слияния.
Process of coming together.
Last
message, I touched down a little bit in it,
being
transformed, and we moved forward. But right now, I want to rewind a little bit, and what does it mean to be, to come together? How does it happen? Show me. Of course, I will try to do everything possible, and I will try to explain to you that what 20 years happened, 20 years ago happened to me. God gave me an opportunity to come together with Him. He gave me a period, a certain time frame to touch Him, to come together with Him. We don't know what we're saying, but we experience something when we grasp it. We feel it, its texture. In other words, when we touch something, this is how we get to know an object. With God, it's completely different. When He wanted for me to know Him, He came into me and I came into Him. It's easier to explain to you to get to know metal. I have to know metal.
Для религиозных ушей это абсолютно будет непонятно, для младенцев будет трудно понять.
Дорогие, но будь со мной, тема для взрослых. Beloved,
я сегодня хочу говорить
о людей. As far as grown-ups in Christ. How are you guys doing? It's all good? You have such funny faces. It's okay, just breathe, you're home. Amen? So, this revelation came to me when I was in the presence of Christ. I was beholding Him and only wanted Him. I couldn't understand why is it that Jesus stretched out His hands to me. He said, grab my hands. I didn't know. I felt bad. I did not understand that Jesus did not just want to touch my hands. He wanted to pour Himself out into me.
Ты должен влиться в него, и он должен влиться в тебя. Только так мы будем способны понять без слов. Некоторые говорят, как вы общались? У вас была телепатия, дорогие, это все глупые, странные выражения. Ты в нем. Другими словами, ты не можешь не понимать его.
In other words, you cannot understand.
Это как процесс собственного тела. Это слияние было настолько гармонально и тотально, что я не мог отличить, где Бог.
So total that I couldn't discern where it was I, where was God. It was hard for me to explain this, but I will try.
Stop.
Being a middleman between God and people is a sorry existence. You have to search for Him and say, God, pour yourself out into me. Let me touch you. Do not be afraid of your sinful nature. It will fall off when you will touch it. All of you. Your stuff will fall off subconsciously. Somebody understand me. Some people say, how do you fuse this together? You can't fuse it. As soon as you touch the creator of the universe, all of yours dies, and only the spirit can be in His presence. You fall as paralyzed, or you like slain in the spirit, call it whatnot. Your body cannot handle it. It's flesh, and only what is His can communicate with Him. Are you receiving something for yourself? 5 minutes. You already received something. That's good. Listen to me today very carefully.
I
heard him, I saw him. A couple of hours I came together with him, I merged with him. It was a very unique feeling where you couldn't discern where it's me or where it's him. I couldn't explain it to you. I can't show it. Some people might think it's religious. How could you not discern where it's you, where God? I couldn't. Because my flesh was subconscious. My body was subconscious. My body was out. But my spirit with my soul was able to be in the presence of God, and nothing unclean could be in His presence. How is that? How is it that you cannot explain where it's God and where it's you? Just because it's written as well that only a spirit-filled person can understand. God said, at the end of all ages, Christ said, I will be in you and you will be in me. Explain that to me. What is that? I will try to explain to you, church, as much as I could with this silly street Russian language that I speak. I will try. I will try. That is why, church, I am ready to lose everything, my earthly life, to go back into that condition of Him and me as a whole. And then I understood why is it as the image of Christ or as an example of a husband and wife, it's a bride of Christ and Christ Himself. And husband and wife could not merge together as much as Christ can do that with you. One second. Some people say, we will always be in the process of cleansing. Beloved, I believe this time will come. I've been in that atmosphere where as soon as you start beholding Him, you are transformed. You know why we're always dirty and we try to do something? We don't have His image before our eyes. We have no one to imitate. We have no one to transform into. We transform into a neighbor, into a teacher, into some sort of mechanic.
Pastor.
Somebody understand me? My God. This is such a sorry picture. So sorry to look at that.
So sad.
This is not where you can read about it. This is something that I've experienced personally. And again, I can share what I've personally experienced, where I was myself. Otherwise, it would be just empty phrases, a whole bunch of words put together that will never, ever penetrate you. But I want to share with you what I've went through, and I want to go back a little bit into these moments where it was Him and me together. And today I will take you through this experiment. I will show you something. It's a simple experiment I will show you, and I want you with your own eyes to see what it is. What does it mean to be fused together, merged together? What is to be merged with Christ? Do not fear it. Run towards it. Don't try to purify yourself. Your flesh shouldn't purify itself. It should just die. You understand me? You should stop purifying it and polishing it. Say, just a little bit more. A little bit more. I'll bring myself into order, Lord, and then I'm going to. He says, I will never, ever, you will never, ever polish or clean yourself to be with me. Just what you just got to do is you have to let your flesh die. Your spirit is reborn. It's been purified. It's cleaned. It's ready to commune with God by your flesh. Of course, absolutely. We'll never be ready to commune with Him. This is why we get to this conflict where the spirit is crying out to God, but your flesh says you're not ready. I was in that condition where as soon as I stepped into His glory, I grabbed His hands. Bam! My flesh ended up being on the floor. I look and I see my body on the floor. And I'm thinking, how is it that I can be laying? I'm standing at the same time. I was confused. Why? Because I did not understand how is it that I'm right here and I'm right here. God said, it's not you. This is you. I said, ha ha ha. How is that it's not me? Look at me. Look at me laying there on the floor. I understood that I am a spirit. This is where I stopped being understood by religion, because I understood that is not me. But religion is concentrated only upon the body, what is shut off, unconscious, in the presence of God, which is the flesh. You know why when the glory comes, people fall? It cannot, the body cannot stand in the glory.
When
true communion happens between spirit to spirit, the flesh cannot remain standing, it shuts off. Your body, physical body, no matter how strong it is, it is not able to be in His glory and in His presence. Just go with the process. Let your spirit... You know what? Even right now, through your spirit, you have an entrance to the very throne of God. You don't need a middleman. All you have to simply say from the very bottom of your heart, God, come into my life. Just fuse yourself with me. I shut off all the other voices. I only want to see you. And of course, majority will speak about you like they speak about me. He doesn't have any friends. Of course, as soon as they want to share something with somebody or become friends with somebody, they start getting jealous. Oh, you were with God, really? Yeah, I was. So what? I want you to be with Him as well, and you, and all of us. This is not for a single person. This is my Christ. Now go look for yours. What? He is so big. When I got to know that, I want to bring everyone in there because we don't understand and because we don't know Him. This is why we kind of lag behind because we don't understand. Why? Because we don't know Him. And my mission is not to tell you some awesome message or, you know what, but to bring you a step closer to Him. I want to take myself away so I'd be somewhere in the background, some sort of background noise, somewhere on the side. But for Christ to be before you. I want to help you to enter into His presence and stop concentrating on people. Oh, what is the next message? Oh, look at this message. Oh, look at this worship. I spit upon all that. Search for His Holy of Holies. That is our goal. It's Him and me. It's Him and me. Everybody else, depart from my life. Give God glory. It's a wonderful revelation. Look. And what am I saying? This is something I went through. It's one of the most powerful things that I've ever experienced, church, in my life. Almost 20 years went by since that time, but till this day, it just explodes my way of seeing God and understanding Him. Let's read the scripture. I'll read the new translation. 1 John 3:2. Let's read the scripture. I want you to listen to me. Some people absolutely do not understand the mission, Apostle Paul's mission. And often, the things that are in the Bible are coded on a certain scripture, and then you'd understand that scripture while you're still in kindergarten. And the alphabet is not even an alphabet for you. You know, this book, my child walks around, she's playing with a book. My little girl, she's playing with a book. She's pretending that she's reading. She's, you know, this is a small Gideon's Bible. She looks at people and her daddy, and she's pretending that she's reading it. But you know what? And God tells me, Sonny, you know what? That she'll read it as soon as she will get to a certain level, certain grade. He says, same way, some people hold Bibles, but they never read it in their lives. Yeah, you don't get it. You read it, but you never read it. Your spirit never received the revelation, what's been written there. Maybe you read it four times, but you never read it in that grade where it was written. For that grade, for that level where, for who it was written for and by who. So, 1 John 3:2. Look what John is writing here. Beloved, we are even here and now God's children. Some people seriously got into this great confusion, this particular scripture. I tell you the truth, how many denominations and religions, and everybody's just flipping out about the scripture, we're children of God, we're children of God. What's going to happen when it will be revealed, the sons of God revealed? This is the wrong translation. It's the wrong spirit. And the wrong grade. Look.
А мне нравится брать те места, которые никто
like
не понимает.
Scriptures that no one
understands. Очень нравится. Ужасно нравится. Покажите мне, что вы не понимаете, и
show me what you don't understand. I'll go fasting for a day and then I'll understand.
Мне хочется, мне нравится. Мне нравится, когда
like
Библия бросает
меня. I love when the Bible challenges me.
А ты не знаешь, что написано?
And you don't know what's written.
Смотри.
Look.
Улыбайся ты.
Smile. It's all good. I don't know what's happening with you all. Apparently it's a good morning. Or did you guys wake up too early? This is why I understand it now. It's not 10, it's 9.
Ты такие, аллилуйя. Пусть это не помешает откровению. Бесы, выйдите из проводов.
Demons come out of the cables.
Аллилуйя.
Аллилуйя.
Итак.
So.
1 Иоанна.
1 John 3:2.
Друзья мои дорогие, сейчас мы дети Божьи.
Beloved, we are even here now God's children. Listen very carefully. It is not yet disclosed, made clear what we shall be hereafter in the future.
Сейчас мы дети Божьи, но мы вообще не знаем, кто мы будем в будущем.
We really don't know who will be in the future. Maybe not children.
То есть как бы обыкновенные христиане, он просто так Иоанна
пролистнул. И пошел дальше. And moved forward into the book of Acts.
В Откровении.
Into the Revelation.
Друзья мои дорогие, сейчас мы дети Божьи, а пока неизвестно еще, кем мы будем в будущем. Мы знаем, однако, что когда
But we know that when He, Christ, comes and is manifest, we shall, as God's children, resemble and be like Him, for we shall see Him just as He really is. In other words, the process of being born from above, He says, what is He saying? Process of merging together, fusing together. He says, we are the children of God. Yes, we're born from above, but we absolutely do not know who He is. And as soon as we will see Him, we will be transformed into Him. We will transform into Him. Yes, right now we are children born from above. And we have the deposit of salvation and blessings, and the Holy Spirit is in us, and the blood of Christ is in us. But when we shall behold Him, not only will we just be saved, but we will resemble Him, be like Him. We will see Him, and we will lose ourselves forever. I know what it is like. When I was in His presence, I understood what it means to be a true me, without this draw towards sin, without dirt. I understood who I am. And then, outside of my flesh, outside of my body, I understood what Christ loved. I understood what He shed His blood for. Before Him, His part was standing before Him, His counterpart, and He felt Himself that He is not complete without me. How is it that God cannot be complete like that? He breathed the breath of life. That means He gave a part of Himself to you, and at the end of it all, He wants to breathe you back in. You and me. Do you understand me? How I want you to understand this, and you should be grown enough to comprehend this. You know what? I just want to dive in, and I want you to dive in with me. This is when I understood that the church of our days has serious problems. It's by standing right there, outside of my body, this warm liquid is being flown into me. I saw this liquid information. I saw this substance, supernatural substance that was coming into me. I understood that the church of our days has a very serious problem. All of the other problems do not even compare, but the church does not know her God. Church does not know her God. Some strange reason she knows his uncle Theo or scared everybody with hell. You came out to the front, repented because you were scared out of your mind of hell, and now you call yourself a Christian? No, you're just a sinner that made a poopy in his diaper. I remember my first repentance. That's exactly how it happened. This one guy came, shared a couple of scary stories, very scary, and all these people went to hell. How about you? This is exactly how it looked, and I went, uh-oh. What about me? What about me? How about me? And I said, I didn't repent because God touched me. I repented because Theo was screaming and scared me. This is why I went forward, and after many years, the Lord touched me and said, Sonny, I don't work this way. I don't scare anybody. I don't make them, you know, go in their pants. I touch them with my love, and he cannot. No, be without me. He can no longer be without me. You know what love is? What fear is? In love, there is no fear. If there's any sort of element of fear, turn around and leave, because God is not there. Oh, that is deep. There's no God in there. Listen.
Пока мы в теле, нас занимает всю body, жизнь, чтобы слиться our whole life с Ним, хотя бы на небольшой процент. Я знаю, что я был в том состоянии, где за несколько часов я не мог уже отличиться от Него, и Он от меня. Как это объяснить? Я якобы был. Я помню, yes, моя персона была, но она была растворена в Нем.
I remember that I do exist, but why is it I'm in him? How is it that I'm in him?
I didn't need to tell him anything. Did he not only understand me?
Tell me, you understand yourself? You're standing there and you understand yourself, right? That's this kind of the same level of communication. Every single cell, every single pain, every single scratch is felt. And same way as he felt, experienced me, I experienced his pain as well. Does somebody understand? Same degree, as much as Christ could understand and comprehend me and let me feel himself and took part of me unto himself, he also was being, it was also being poured out into me. And right there I got to know his pain for humanity, where I said, I will not be anybody else, I will only be the one till the end of my life, the one that brings reformation, that will save souls. This is my mission, because I got to know his heart, and I said, Lord, why? Because this is what he wants from me. I don't know what he wants from you, but for me, I felt he didn't tell me this. He let me experience himself. And I said, yes, I will do it. I will go. How I want you to understand me. Listen.
Пока мы в теле, нас занимает всю
жизнь,
чтобы
слиться с Ним, хотя бы на небольшой процент,
потому что мы
живем
в грязном мире среди греха, зла.
Why? Because we live in a dirty world, and where there's evil. And so, what happens is infusion of two substances.
Абсолютно непонятные
личности. Абсолютно lost substance.
Какие только религии, куда его только не запихивали, бедный Святой Дух.
Places, poor Holy Spirit, what he, they've talked about him, he's a dove, he's a she, it's a he, it's his team, it's whatever, and you're sitting there saying, oh my Lord, Holy Spirit is a substance that you cannot transform into Christ. You cannot. He is that glue. He's that individual. In other words, I cannot walk in space because there's no oxygen. Holy Spirit is this oxygen mask that lets you to be in right there in the space and continue breathing. Do you understand
me?
You cannot be with God, but with the Holy Spirit you can't. Why? Because your flesh, as soon as you leave your flesh, of course you will be with him. The way that he is, you'll see him. You'll become like him. But while you're still here on this earth, while we're living in this flesh, this meat, you need. It's simply needed. You cannot live without this oxygen. This is why a lot of Christians do not grow, because they do not have communion with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And we will go even further today. Right there and then, I understood the mission of the Holy Spirit, one of his biggest functions. He has a couple of functions. He is the comforter, he's the teacher, he's a counselor, but he also has a very great function that can be understood by grown-ups. He is that glue, that individual that glues us to Christ. And the Spirit of the Sage did everything possible for you not to see or hear, but to hear whatever.
Не Святого Духа, you который является Holy Spirit, тебе и мне. That is, Он является образ Христа.
He is the image
как
of Christ for us. How can I see Christ through the Holy Spirit? The Bible says that He will not say anything that is His. He will say everything that is from me, from God. He will give you mine from me. Holy Spirit has a very unique side to Him. His face cannot be seen by anybody.
Его
no one saw his face. His name,
no
one knows his name. His name is the Holy Spirit, but is not. That's not a name. God has many names. Jesus, this is his name. He's Redeemer. The Holy Spirit, who is he? Were you ever wondering, who is he? Who? Who is he? Look, today we'll go and into depths. I will try to comprehend. The spirit of the sage did everything possible for you when you pass by this substance that is merging you. Everything that you will be, I'll try to do. You'll try to be flesh that kind of looks like a Christian. You'll try to work out certain qualities, Christian qualities, and you will try to not sin. But your spirit will be dead completely because you did not understand what is church and what is redemption. And your whole life, you'll come home, you'll be coming home and say, God, again, I made a mistake. God says, of course, because you were in the flesh. And you till this day did not understand that I'm waiting not for your flesh that has been purified in my presence, but your spirit that is really you. I'm waiting for you. I'm going. No, you're carrying your flesh. Come, flesh. You evil thing, stinky thing. Yesterday you did this and this to me. Lord, this she's to blame. The Lord says, leave it. But she said, leave it like that. Turn around towards me. Because your spirit, it never sinned. We've talked about this before, church. I'm going a little bit further. Look. The Lord is spirit. The Lord is spirit. You are a spirit. Look.
Вот почему
this is why
нельзя оскорблять Святого
you cannot
Духа. Вот почему
speak against the Holy Spirit.
Его.
This is why you,
вот
you cannot make him upset.
Нельзя,
this is why
нельзя
you
хулить его.
Cannot
почему люди говорят,
speak against him? Why is it that people
Потому
say
что, как
it is not forgiven? Because
огорчен,
as soon as the Holy Spirit
ты
is upset,
не преобразишься.
You will never be able to transform into Christ. Somebody understand me. I'm speaking of grown-ups here. There are some people that upset him and grieve him. It's one thing. You can ask for forgiveness. The Holy Spirit understands who we are and he forgives. But there are people that speak against him and curse his works here on earth. I'm not their judge, but I know that there's a certain measure that has to take place. And this is why Christ said it might not be forgiven in this age or the future age. Why? Because you broke this connection. In other words, you came up and cut off the phone line. Why is it that people that grieve the Holy Spirit, they lose salvation? Jesus clearly shared this. You cannot be with me if you will do that, because to grieve the Holy Spirit is with your own hands, is to come and to cut off the contact with him, with heaven and with God. And then you say, hello, 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 and there's no response. Hello. That's it. There's no connection. Well, no matter what you do, it doesn't matter. And some people transform into monsters. No matter what you tell them, some people come to me and tell me, Pastor, please pray for me. I grieve the Holy Spirit. I tell them, listen to me very carefully. The Holy Spirit led you to me to tell me this, okay? The ones that grieve the Holy Spirit, you can look at them on YouTube. Those that grieve the Holy Spirit, it's those people that have not a single understanding about what they do. They don't feel sorry. They don't feel that they've done something wrong. That right now you're praying not, you're speaking dirt, not against people, but you are speaking against the nature, love and acts of God. You're just stepping all over it. The ones that grieve the Holy Spirit, they will never say that they grieve the Holy Spirit. They will defend the Pharisees, their position, and they will crucify Christ himself, and they say anathema to you. This is that spirit. This is it. Look. The mission of the Holy Spirit is so unique. Listen to me very carefully. I'm speaking to grown-ups here. Here some people, some denominations separated themselves and said, you know what, Holy Spirit is Christ, Christ is God, God is Christ, and stop. This is done by flesh and does not understand the who is the Holy Spirit. Every time, listen to me very carefully, every time when I start to go after the Spirit of God, I say, Holy Spirit, I'm after you. I grasp him. I open my eyes.
I grasped onto Christ.
Somebody understand what I'm saying here?
Some do not understand the mission of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit is here.
He is like
that substance, but without him, he cannot be there. He's that individual, but as soon as you start to cry out before God, Christ is before you. As soon as you hunger, Christ is before you. As soon as you chase him, you grasp Christ. Holy Spirit, what is that? Holy Spirit tells me, this is my mission. This is my mission. This is my mission for all of you to know him.
My mission is not for you to know me.
Through me, you get to know him.
Through
fusion with the Holy Spirit, you come together with Christ. And he is that individual that glues together. He's that individual. For someone is just some sort of cloud or dove. Do not grieve this individual. Do not grieve. Listen to me very carefully. The mission of the Holy Spirit is so unique that as soon as I want to enter into the presence of the Holy Spirit, what do I have before me? I have Christ. Every time that I try to grab onto the Holy Spirit, I grab Christ. What is that? How is that? How is it possible? I try to grab one thing, open my eyes. I grab something completely different. Every time I want to see the Holy Spirit, I see Christ. I see his image every time that I try to, no matter what it is. You know, the grown-ups know what I'm saying here. Grown-ups in Christ. Today, you can just shut yourself in your room and try to find 3 hours the Holy Spirit. I guarantee you, you'll come even closer to Christ. This is a very unique thing. I know. This took years. I know what I'm saying.
Oh.
The Holy Spirit is a great individual where my encounter with Christ happened as well. He's that atmosphere where we can fuse or merge together. He's that individual where all of this happens. Without him, my fusion with God is not possible. It's unreal. Look. Galatians 4:11.
Galatians
4:19, I'm sorry.
Galatians 4:19.
I'm reading the New Translation. My little children, for who I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely and permanently formed, molded within you. You know why Paul hated, not just
Павлов, а Полосов.
Hated where they say this is Paul's, this is Kephas, this is Apollos, this is whatever. Because he said, you cannot do that. There's only one Christ. And right there, and that you have to progress and move. In this, you have to move. Somebody understand what I'm saying right now? I want you to listen to me with your spirit. Guys, what is happening with my microphone? For some reason, it's always disappearing. Or I'm going to take this stick and I'm going to preach into it.
Into
this microphone that always works. You drop it, it still works.
Okay.
I need my hands right now.
Хорошо. Именно тогда... Именно тогда,
even
смотри,
then, look.
Дорогие дети мои, ради вас я снова прохожу через муки рождения, пока вы не станете.
My little children, for whom I am again suffering birth pangs until Christ is completely and permanently formed, molded within you. In other words, he says, I do everything possible for you to become like Christ, like Christ, like Him, transformed into Him.
Именно тогда я понял мою миссию и призвание.
This is when I understood my mission and my calling. Listen, mission and a calling.
Я должен взять человека
a man and bring him to Christ.
Бог строго взыщет, слушайте внимательно, со всех, которые встали между Богом и его детьми.
And he will judge those that have stood in the place between God and man. One place is to be a teacher and always to direct. Another thing is to say, you'll do like I said it. Me and my our brothers have said this. You know what? I feel sorry for these people. You know what? Because you cannot take the place of God. God will judge when you take the place of God. I've always said this. It's one of my phrases that God revealed to me. I have enough God in me to attract you to God and also enough of a human so that you never follow me. You hear me?
This is the condition where I can lead you. Yes, you're attracted to God that is in me, but I'm also human that makes mistakes, that does strange things. You follow Him, and I take and point you into the right direction towards Him. I change your direction towards Him. Listen. This is a spiritual. This is a spiritual. You call it kind of spiritual rape, because the Lord will not let anybody rape His bride.
I'm saying this is a spiritual rape or
molestation where you're standing in the place of God. You know what? They understand everything. Let them be with the Holy Spirit.
That presence. Why are they shaking?
Stop this. Silliness right now. And a brother idiot says so. That does not understand. This is not something where this is a movement of God, and you have no right to go against the children of God. Leave them and let God deal with them. Yes, they're babies, but tomorrow they'll grow up. Tomorrow they will grow up. They will stop doing spiritual mania, and he will start moving in the Spirit. He'll start moving in the glory. Let God mature his children. That has to do with everybody, the leaders of the home group, pastors, everybody that takes the place of a teacher. We have the right to direct. We have the right to show. I want to be a very good pointing finger, professional navigator. But navigator, no one worships navigator. No one says, opens a car, gets on their knees and says, and then turn on the navigator.
Hello, hallelujah.
Navigator. This, right there, this is how pastors take the place of God. No, he has to point.
Поверни направо.
Take a right.
Вы прибыли вместо
you
вашего
have arrived
назначения.
At your destination. Goodbye.
Доведи до Христа.
Bring him to Christ and just shut off.
Дай Богу
Let God mature his children. Navigator.
Все нормально. Я тоже навигатор
so good.
Своему.
I'm also a navigator.
Но я ни в коем случае не пытаюсь это делать и занимать место Христа.
I'm not
Бог накажет.
Taking the place of Christ.
Сам Иисус вымолил the Lord will judge. У Отца Святой Дух.
The Jesus himself prayed for the Holy Spirit
Иисус
because Jesus knew that God will not achieve much on this earth. Jesus knew that it's not possible to have this communion, it's not possible to have movement or fusion without Him.
Секрет вот
Secret is
наша
what?
Сила, как
in,
детей Бога.
Our power as children of God is in how far we fuse together with Him and have become like Him. Your knowledge about God does not matter if you didn't start a process of merging. And right now, small experiment. You want this experiment? Like at school. Right now, we're going to have fun right now. We can clap.
Yeah. Два стаканчика церкви.
Church,
Два.
There are two Одинаковые. Glasses here. Totally the same.
Водичка.
Water.
И, ну, кофе.
And a little bit of coffee.
Смотри.
Look.
Процесс слияния.
Process of
очень
merging.
Очень уникальный.
Very unique.
Допустим.
For instance.
Допустим.
For instance.
Ну, это странное сомнение, сравнение. Ну, я так
it's
скажу,
strange
нужно
example, but I'll say this. We gotta start somewhere.
Вот, допустим.
For instance.
Это Господь Бог.
This
например,
is Lord
да?
Jesus, for instance.
Вот Господь Бог.
God.
Допустим,
and
ну,
this,
это ты, например.
This is you, for instance.
Примерно, ну, чуть меньше, потому что ты Богом не можешь быть.
Just a little bit less, because you can't be
вот
God himself. So,
я хочу, чтобы вы поняли, что такое процесс
I want you to understand what is the process of merging.
Слушает,
is the class
идет,
watching?
Хорошо.
All of your children seeing it?
Место,
Look, the teacher will show you something right
Смотрите.
Now. Look.
Смотри внимательно. Процесс слияния
нашего. Process of merging, fusion
Бог,
is happening.
Бога не волнует ничего.
God
Он
does not care about anything. He wants to touch your spirit.
Бог через это не
God
может
cannot
двигаться на
move
земле.
Through that on earth. Somebody understand
это
me.
Не может.
This
Другими словами, почему Никодим к нему подошел и сказал,
In other words, why did Nicodemus come to him and said,
Бог,
You are God.
Бог.
God.
Бог.
You're God. He says, I know.
Ты не можешь, никто не может
no
таких дел делать,
do,
если не будет
do such
с ним.
Like you, if
О,
God was,
ну конечно.
With him, of course.
И он говорит, ты недалеко
He
от Царства Божьего, Никодим,
you're not far
Никодим,
from the kingdom of heaven, Nicodemus, but you're not there.
Надо на тебе
You'd have to be born from
свыше.
Above.
Кто-то понимает меня?
Somebody understand me.
Рождение свыше.
Born from above.
И вот это фарисейство, которое пытается быть похожим на Бога.
Lifestyle of Pharisee that tries to look like God, but God says, no, 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 let me
сделать мой процесс.
take you through my process. And I tell you the truth,
this is
very elementary and kind of bad of an example, because you can only do this with water, beloved, but in the Spirit it's absolutely different. In the Spirit, you are merging not only with your spirit, with your emotions, with your thoughts, with your experiences, with everything. Your very being is fused with God. Not some sort of liquid. And here's Lord. He touches you.
Некоторые, знаете, что значит возрастание в Боге?
You know what it means
возрастание to grow in
God?
To grow in God means Бога в тебе.
Concentrate of God
Сколько
in you.
Бога в тебе?
How much of God do you have in
Рождение
you?
Свыше.
Born from above.
Уже похож.
A little, like, a little bit.
Ты уже мой сынок.
You're my son
Ты
now.
Уже моя дочь.
You're my daughter.
Почему?
Why?
Знаете, почему?
You know why?
Вот это.
This?
Ладно. Вот это.
You know why this?
Вот это.
This
оно не может наследовать Царство Божье.
Inherit the kingdom of God.
Кто-то понимает меня?
Somebody understand me.
Не может наследовать. Вот
cannot
это не может наследовать
the kingdom of God. It cannot inherit the kingdom of God because in this God says, not that I don't love you. Kingdom of God, you can only be if you're of God. But there's nothing of God in there.
И поэтому он говорит,
and that is why he says you need to be born from above.
Чтобы когда
so
вот
when
это уйдет,
this leaves,
что-то вернулось.
Something would come back.
Кто-то понимает меня?
Somebody understand
me. Просто экспонат.
So simple.
Что значит познавать Бога?
What is it to get to know God?
О, гля.
Look.
Уже поумнее.
A little, you're a little smarter now. Look.
Сколько славы.
Look how much glory. Look at the way you move.
This and this.
Listen very carefully. Wants to be understood by that.
Оно никогда не будет понято
этим. It will never be understood by this.
Потому что это.
This.
Духовное, душевное не принимает, потому что почитает это безумием.
Except the things of the spirit, because they consider it foolishness.
Добрые дела, что бы ты это ни делал,
no matter what good works, good things this thing does, it cannot inherit the kingdom of God because there is no kingdom in him.
It
will be the best family guy, best person, the best citizen.
По-нашенски.
In our language.
Ну да.
Yes.
Ну,
but
Богу,
when it will come before God, God says,
ты?
Who are
Я
you? I don't
знаю.
Know you.
Не знаю.
I don't know you. Who are you?
Кто-то понимает, что такое? Я не знаю.
Somebody understand?
Я не знаю.
Phrase,
тебя,
I don't know you. I don't know you because
тобой.
I've never fused with you.
Бога?
You think the knowledge of God is when God came?
Господь, Бог,
Hello,
Господь,
I'm the Lord God.
Эль-Шадай.
God El Shaddai.
Здравствуйте, как тебя зовут?
Hello, how are you? What's your name,
Andre?
Oh, I know you. Let's write you down in the book.
Да. Андрей, хорошо.
Андрей, good, good.
Что?
What?
Знаю тебя.
I know you.
Это я слился с тобой.
Means I have merged with you.
Сейчас,
Someone right now say, look at this and separate me.
Separate меня от Бога. Кто-то может?
Me from God in this glass right here.
Нет, я тебе серьезно говорю.
Right now, I'm asking seriously.
Слушай, пахнет.
You know what? It smells like God too.
Вау. Да, там концентрат yeah. посерьезнее.
The concentrate is more dense in that, in there, but it's still, you can still smell it. It's the pleasant aroma of Christ. Yeah, this is the aroma of Christ. For others it's life, for the others it's death. Somebody understands the small experience? It's very simple, simple, very simple. But I want you to understand.
Почему?
Why?
And
when all of the earthly things will depart, when everything will pass, what will return to God is what of God. While I live on this earth, I have me in me, but I continue having communion with him, speaking with him. There's less and less of me and more and more of him. Remember what John said? I need to leave and depart. How?
Знаете, как я уйду?
You know how I will leave?
Как мне надлежит как плоть уходить? Только когда
flesh,
его становится во мне больше, и оно вытесняет. Концентрат меня становится таким мизерным.
So
а под дню моей смерти концентрата нет вообще, оно все умрет. Вот
death,
это уйдет.
Die,
и если ты состоишь
depart.
Только из
and
этого, мне жаль тебя. Потому что какой бы ты добрый
no
ни был,
how good you are,
ты не можешь быть
you
с ним.
Cannot
а вот это дети
be with
Бога,
him, but these
которых
are the children of
God
that he
познал,
knows.
Слился,
he has
соединился,
connected, merged together.
Отойдите от меня!
Depart
я не знаю вас!
Твоя
проблема не масло,
твоя
проблема
ты
никогда не был рожден
свыше.
Ты никогда не познаю, вот где проблема нас. Вот
know.
Это хочет быть хорошим христианством, проповедником.
Preach,
а Бог говорит, мне нужно вот это. Вот это моя функция.
This
вот
is
моя
function.
Мечта
this
для тебя.
Is my dream for you.
Слияние.
Fusion. Merging.
Вот как сейчас невозможно
just like right now, you cannot separate.
Воду,
can someone separate,
забрать,
take water out of нет. Here, kind of like
а
me,
Бог,
I mean water. Where's God?
Бог.
He's like
слушай,
in there somewhere.
Ты?
Who
Господи.
Are you, Lord?
Знаете, почему
you
вот
know
это
why
может
this
гордиться?
Can
Знаете,
be prideful.
Вот
you know why this
гордиться?
Cannot be prideful?
О, некоторые эту глубину даже не понимают.
Some do not understand
я
the depth of this. You know, I'm kind of going in there and looking at your eyes. I feel like some of you want coffee.
Вот оно.
This is it.
Вот он я.
This is me.
И вот что я хочу.
And this is what I
вливай,
want.
Вливай, папа.
Pour out,
вливай
daddy.
Больше, pour вливай
in,
больше,
in,
вливай больше,
more and more and more, that there'll be less and less of me at the end of my life, and no longer I live.
Меня уже нет, я
I'm
уже
no longer
там,
there.
Там много Бога,
there's so much God in there that anyone that can smell this cup, glass, if you not see this process, you'll smell this and say, this is coffee.
А если я влью сюда еще один стакан?
If I pour another cup of coffee, you'll say,
почти ничем не отличается.
It does not look any different, almost, almost.
Но когда
but
мы будем как он? Знаете,
like
почему написано, когда
you know
мы будем written, как он?
Like
потому что все вот
because
это уйдет. Кто-то понимает, что
somebody
такое преобразиться в него, увидеть его и стать
him,
таким, как он?
Like
потому что
him.
Из этой жидкости я не вижу, ты не видишь. Но
see,
Бог в процессе
see,
через
God
нашу смерть,
through
через
death,
нашу физическую смерть, уйдет вся вода, уйдет весь концентрат, уйдет все, и останется только Он. Вот почему, вот кого, вот кто может называться невестой Христа, вот кто такая церковь,
this
вот кому Он может доверить эту нацию, почему Он может доверить это тебе, потому что это Он может доверить себе, Он познал тебя, Он втек в тебя, Он знает тебя.
He knows
ты
you.
Дал ему течь в себя. Ты открыл эту крышку и сказал, лей, Бог.
Я смотрю. And I look, I look, I look. Wow.
Ну, кофе.
Coffee.
Все.
That's it.
Процесс.
Process.
И Бог всегда
and
говорит,
God
детки, пока
says,
вы на земле,
children, while you're still on this earth, do
вы
not be deceived. You will always walk on this earth. You will always have
потому
dirt on your feet and you need to wash them. Why? Because even
этого.
In this, there's a concentrate of water. But the secret is not in that
оступился.
Now that I've made a mistake,
а
I departed from Christ. No, it's the fact that I'm a child of God.
Вот это может оступиться,
this
и Бог не может от него отказаться,
the Lord
потому что
cannot
в тебе
say
его
no
ДНК.
To you because he has your DNA, his DNA in you.
Вот это может оступиться.
Can fall, make mistakes, and cry. Together, they could together in the same bar. Together, sit in one bar, and both will sin and drink. This is a sheep, and this is a pig. Sheep cries because she or he sinned, but the pig is enjoying her sin. Pig is enjoying, the swine is enjoying the dirt. Somebody understand me.
Так просто. Я просто хочу
so simple.
Опять же говорю, это мне бы хотелось бы еще глубже вам
объяснить. I'd like to explain this to you even deeper, but this is where we at the moment.
Кстати, тут
by the way,
можно целую тему двигать.
You've, so you could speak great
смотри,
messages from this experiment.
Мне,
and listen, you're in me and I'm in you. Do you understand what it means to be in me? I'm in you. You're my children. This is why Jesus died for you. So not to purify that thing right there, but for him to be able to flow into you, the merging of God and man was not possible after the sin of man. It was not possible, in other words, when sin entered humanity, two substances were separated. And now God says, I want the blood of Christ. And now more of God. More of God is poured into you. More of God. More of God.
And
now there was so much God in Enoch that he no longer remained here. He was no more. You know why? You understand why he was no longer here? Because it was just God. It was being poured in, poured in, poured in. He diluted, he became clear and just
disappeared into heaven. This is why Enoch is no longer here. Enoch was walking with God, and he was no longer there. Where did he go? He left. Where? To daddy. Because there was so much daddy in him. This is why you need to be with the Holy Spirit. This is only possible through the Holy Spirit. Why? Because,
trust me, I will show you a different experience. There's a substance that is fighting for you.
Мы сейчас говорим о Боге, а есть еще другая субстанция, тьма, есть темная, черная, чернила, которые хотят тебя порочить, уничтожить. Оно тоже претендует на тебя. Вот почему Бог сказал, не ставьте никакого образа перед собой, не поклоняйтесь другим богам. У вас один Бог. Возлюбите меня крепостью, сердцем, разумением, всем, 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 что вы имеете. Почему? Потому что как только ты начинаешь видеть, ты начинаешь превращаться, оно сливается.
Into that image.
Вот почему Иисус сказал фарисеям, вы дети дьявола. Вы дети дьявола. Почему? Да потому что в них не было ничего Божьего. То, что они исполняли закон, это просто была фишка фарисеев. Он смотрел внутрь, он смотрел в субстанцию, и он не видел ничего Божьего. И он говорит, вы не мои дети.
Said,
вы не можете быть моими. Вот почему Никодим. Хорошо говоришь, но надо бы на тебе рождение свыше. Хорошо говоришь, Никодим, видишь нормально, но не войдешь, пока не родишься свыше. Библейские школы, церкви, да ходи в церковь, хоть будь самым примерным членом на первом ряду. Все десятины, пастору дверь открывай в автомобиль, пожалуйста, причем здесь это? Смысл твоего существования на земле вот это, вот оно, слияние. Знаете, почему я ищу те песни, те проповеди, я ищу тех пасторов, те конференции, которые мне не помогут вот этому стать лучше, а помогут вот этому, чтобы там стало больше Бога. Мне не нужно просто щебетание религии слушать. Я хочу ком Бог. И я пацан. Кто-то там приходит, там, Джефф приехал.
Присосался.
Что я делаю? Высасываю Бога. Еще о чем мы этого пригласили? В нем еще есть Бог. Другого Бога. Я не имею в виду другого Бога. Я имею в виду другую сторону Бога. Другое имя Бога. Другую функцию Бога. Мы все носители разных функций Бога. У него массы функций и имен. И вот приезжает этот, вот приезжает этот. Вот бодикадр, вот
этот. Suck on them and
мне не надо бодикадр. Я люблю бодикадр. Смешной, хороший дяденька такой бородатенький улыбается.
Look at that guy. He has beard. He's funny. His humor. And
я вижу в нем.
That guy.
Он может что хочешь сделать, у него с рук сходит. Потому что в нем так много Бога, что даже если он так увернется, где-то шутку сделает, все это покрыто Богом.
When he makes a joke or something. Everything is covered by God. Do you understand me?
Он просто плавает в Боге. Ты
he just flows in God.
Тебе просто кажется, от него просто веет славой.
And you just sit there and you can feel it. And you're like, oh, what was that?
Концентрат прошел настолько крепко.
That was the fragrance.
Вот оно что, вот оно God. Что.
That's what it is.
Христос не будет ходить по этой земле
Christ
сам. Не будет.
Here on earth by himself.
Не будет. Он эту землю подарил тебе. У него есть небеса, небес, и вечность, и безвремя. Он не будет идти по этому. Иди, приди. Иди. Не могу. Не можешь пока такой.
Напиши
меня. И уже не будешь ни ты ходить, а буду ходить. А что я буду делать? А ты просто будешь наблюдать. Ибо бремя мое, иго мое, благо и бремя мое легко. Почему? Да потому что я его и несу, красава моя.
And you carry him.
Кто-то понимает меня?
Do you understand me?
О, мне как тяжело.
Oh, it is so hard for me because you're flesh.
Мне легко, потому что я вот это.
I'm easy because
я хочу больше этим становиться. Больше, лей, лей, Бог. Твое бремя, о, давай еще больше бремя, потому что он его и несет. А меня там мало-мало.
And there's so little. There's so little of me.
How much is there
of me in there? How much? Very little.
Мало. Я там есть. Я вам серьезно говорю, я там есть.
I'm still there.
Но меня уже не видно.
But it's very little and you cannot distinguish or see me there.
Вот почему папа может вот
this
этой
is why daddy can only
тебе мне
use that substance.
Доверять свою славу.
And he can
он
actually trust
славе.
His glory to the substance.
Он жизнь доверяет жизни.
Where he is
потому что
it.
Ты его.
Because you belong to him.
Его? Вот этому что не доверь?
The flesh is substance God cannot trust. There's pride.
То есть оно не может быть использовано Богом.
God cannot use it.
Оно сразу возгордится и умрет.
It will get too much pride and it will die.
Которую не отдаст
out of glory
никому.
That he will not give to
славу
anyone.
Моей не отдам никому.
I will not give my glory to anyone.
А вот это не может не отдавать славу.
But the substance where God is resting. It will only give glory to God because God is closer. That is the purpose of life. God will not walk here on earth by himself. Just as you cannot succeed something good without him, but when you merge in with him, your will come, your kingdom will come. His kingdom is in there.
In that substance. And the rivers of life will flow. Вот они, реки воды живой. Папа,
right there,
течь.
That substance.
Касаться тебя.
Rivers
верите,
will
что,
flow.
Когда я вот это вот сейчас коснусь, вот оно.
When I touch the flesh, the water, I just touched myself. When I touch that other substance, I just touched.
Гля.
It tastes like coffee.
Он вкусом как Бог.
It tastes like God.
Вы понимаете, что... Что такое коснуться настоящего сына и дочери Бога?
Like
ты касаешься как Него, и у тебя постоянно... Знаете, вот, как они говорят, вот этот вкус, как это, aftertaste, как перевести?
You get that aftertaste.
Знаете, вот, когда ты выпил, и у тебя остается привкус, о, аллилуйя, русский буду учить заодно.
I forgot that word in Russian.
Смотри, и другими словами, вот остается вот этот привкус. Ты вроде пообщался со мной,
you
да?
Just spoke to someone.
Или с тобой кто-то пришел на домашнюю группу, спроси меня. Я вам честно скажу, если ты хочешь знать, кто ты, узнаешь, что осталось после общения с тобой у этого человека.
You know what? If
если
you want to know what, who you are and what you are,
Бога, as those people who go to your cell group, what do they taste? Почему люди будут бежать к тебе, приглашать тебя, слушать тебя, любить тебя, некоторые говорят, что вы ему поклоняетесь? Что вы ему превозносите?
Потому
что люди смотрят, они говорят, слушай, я не знаю, я так много Бога, я не знаю, что происходит, вообще такое. Вроде
Петро, а вроде Бог какой-то. I think that's Peter right
вроде,
there, but God at the same
да,
time.
Есть,
yeah, there's a person
да,
in there. There is. But when talking to him, I want more God.
Вот это не может не оставить след Бога.
Я буду с тобой говорить,
или ты будешь со мной говорить о машинах. Мы разойдемся, и я буду хотеть Бога.
You know, if we
почему?
Separate, I will still want more God.
Оно пахнет как
it smells like God.
Что бы ты ни делал,
do,
он должен течь через тебя.
He has to flow out of you.
Это не напрягается, чтобы являть
the
Бога. Оно просто есть.
Him,
помните тему «просто будь». Вот
remember
оно будь.
Message,
общайся с ним
be,
и просто будь. Общайся
be,
с ним и просто
just
будь. А вот это будет пытаться Бога являть.
Еще
один диплом. Еще одна защищенная диссертация христианская.
School,
еще одну кафедру займем. Еще одну конференцию проведем. Проблема не в том, гляньте, как одевается. Причем тут одежда, концентрат папы.
Проблема не в том, что люди...
Причем тут уличная речь в подвале, в теплотрассе вырос. Причем тут это, сколько в тебе Бога.
It's about the substance that is inside of you.
Кто-то понимает меня?
Do you understand?
Люди не тянутся за тобой. За твоим образом, стилем люди тянутся за Богом в тебе. Знаете, что нас соединяет? Я вижу Бога в тебе, а ты видишь Его во мне. Мы видим Бога в нем. И вот почему мы хотим
это. Вот этот Бог,
она ведет тебя.
Все
источники жизни, которые действительно источают из себя Бога.
To those individuals who have God inside of them.
Итак, Христос не будет ходить по этой земле сам, ты также ничего сам не можешь достичь без Него. Но слившись с тобой, Царство придет на эту землю. Пока Церковь на земле не пройдет процесс слияния со Христом, Царство Бога не может прийти на эту землю. Ты понимаешь? Не может. Ты говоришь, Царство приди, Царство приди, не можешь
пропусти. Дай мне слиться с тобой.
Отец, мы с тобой едины, Иисус. Да будут они едины, как мы с тобой едины. Слей, Папа, слей, пожалуйста, всех нас вместе.
Что такое? All together.
Смотри. Пока Церковь на земле не пройдет процесс слияния, вот он, процесс слияния со Христом, Царство Бога не может прийти на эту землю. И вознесение Церкви немыслимо без слияния со Христом. Ты думаешь, вот это вознесется?
You think flesh will go? You think flesh, God will take the flesh up? No, he will take the bride. He will take only the substance that has. God
understands.
God will come and take his substance that has his DNA. You're not going to say, oh, hey, Jesus, I know you. I read about you. No, God said, I will come to take mine. Where is mine?
Вот мое, here's вот мое, и вон мое. Почему right оно мое? Потому что я себя узнаю.
I can identify myself.
Я узнаю, кого возносить. И твоя жалкая натура, Господь, что мне сейчас делать? Что привлечь твое внимание?
Слейся со мной.
Что мне делать, Господи? Что для тебя сделать для твоего царства всемогущего, Господь Бог?
What can I do?
Боже мой, на каком уровне христианства? Господь,
right
забери меня отсюда!
Lord, take me away from here.
Надо смотришь, думаешь, Господи, sometimes легче дальше продолжать или просто возместить уже, пожалуйста?
Ну
ты говоришь, мы right даже еще не начали, мы еще даже не в первом классе, мы в детском саду играем.
Вот
а лица у нас какие христианские, ты видел себя?
Such faces, Christian faces.
Вот, пример дальше. Смотри.
Let's take it further on.
Вознесение церкви немыслимо без слияния со Христом. Все теории, забудьте все эти вознесения и теории. Вот она вам, простая детского сада теория.
I just gave you an example how it's going to happen.
Это по земле не движется. Только вот это возносится и движется. Только вот это он видит, вот это использует. И вот это называется его невеста и церковь. Потому что подобное соединяется подобное.
That substance that God is in is called his bride. He has his DNA in there. Do you understand me?
Чтобы ты понял, у меня время закончилось, я буду заканчивать.
I'm running out of time. So,
ты хочешь узнать, когда Христос придет за церковь?
You wanna know when
тогда,
God is
когда она сольется и соединится с Ним. Тогда и Дух, и Невеста. Bride, помните, и Дух, и Невеста, Откровение 22 глава, 17 стих, можно это не открывать. Откровение 22, 17. И Дух, и Невеста говорят, приди. Полностью синхронизация произошла. Дух говорит, Отец, готова невеста. И невеста настолько находится в Духе, что они вместе входят в одну вибрацию и говорят, Христос, приди.
And they say, Christ, come.
Приди! Come. Вот это начнет звать свое.
The substance that has
вот это начнет. Оно не может не звать. Оно его. Оно не просто говорит, Христос, я тут уже пятнышко вывела хлорочкой. Приходи, любимый мой.
Но
твоя натура настолько начнет благоухать. Твоя натура, твой дух помимо тебя, дух и невеста будут кричать, приди, приди, приди. Превращение закончено. Приди, Христос, я жду тебя. Кто-то понимает?
Вот оно. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Так просто и так все понятно.
It's so simple.
И дух, и невеста говорят,
the bride and the spirit полное слияние, say, come.
Полная синхронизация, полная четкость и ясность в видении в духе. И дух, и невеста на одном уровне, в одном духе кричат своему жениху, приди. Невеста не может сейчас кричать, приди, потому что она абсолютно не понимает, кто ее спаситель.
Она еще не там.
Но мы на пути,
церковь.
Мы на пути. Почему я это говорю? Да потому что церковь, я был в этом состоянии. Почти 20 лет назад я был в этом состоянии. Я проводил с Христом несколько часов. За эти несколько часов Его во мне стало так много, что мне потребовалось долгое время. И Он, когда начал уходить, вы не представите, какой это смертельный кошмар, потому что это стало отделяться от этого. Я говорю, Бог, почему? Он говорит, ты должен пройти через процесс, как все.
And God said, you have to go through the process like everyone else.
Я слился с ним. И потом он отошел от меня.
To God, and then he
я это писал, я это говорил уже, проповедовал. Но сейчас я немножко заостряю свое мнение на этом. И он теперь говорит, а ты будешь делать так. И теперь ты будешь входить в присутствие
said,
Бога. И я буду касаться тебя. Он говорит, да, это классно, что ты, теперь у тебя есть понимание,
good.
Ты можешь моим детям об этом
now
рассказать. Но ты пройдешь через процесс.
But you have to go through the process in order to speak it out and listen and say it.
Ну, я могу говорить, давай, пообижайся. Побежался там,
вздохнул, пошел.
Христа в тебе так много, ты коснулся чего-то, чего ты даже не можешь объяснить толком. Славы так много.
Смотри.
Вот она тайна Христа и Церкви, слияние с Ним. Павел писал к филиппийцам, смотри, 3:12. Но стремлюсь, не достигну ли я Его, как Он, да, как Христос достиг меня. Помните это место? Филиппийцам 3:12. Я стремлюсь, не достигну ли я Его, как Он достиг меня. Другими словами, Он стал мной, чтобы я стал им. Он снял с себя все, тема энкаунтера, и стал человеком. И Он достиг меня. Как Он достиг меня? Став мной. Как Павел говорит, я стремлюсь достичь Его, как Он достиг меня. И теперь я хочу стать как Он. Слиться с Ним. И только так я могу быть. Только вот так. Он стал мной, чтобы я стал им. Неразделимо. Одна субстанция. Он меня. Смотри. Не пытайся очистить себя. Без Христа это невозможно. Не пытайся достигнуть Его плоти. Это невозможно. Не пытайся все это понять сразу. Не бойся и поддайся процессу слияния с Ним. Дай Ему коснуться тебя. Не бойся. Никогда не говори, когда ты входишь к Богу, никогда не говори, Господи, Он знает, кто ты. Он знает, кто я. Он говорит, сынок, дай мне слиться с тобой, и я покажу, что я могу через тебя. Дай мне влиться в тебя. Не сторонись. Знаете, что делает христианство? Я недостоин. Помните? Первое, что нас религия научила, ты недостоин, я недостоин, мы недостойны, ой, мы все грешники бедные, правда мы такие? И песни такие поем. Что? Бог искупил тебя, ты сын и дочь Его. А то, что ты ошибаешься, Бог говорит, не переживай, ты мое, ты мое. Ну, ты сын тоже ошибся, но папа стоял и ждал его. Сынок, где ты? Сынок, где ты? Только увидел сына, навстречу побежал ему. Почему? Потому что он был блудный, но он был.
And once he showed up on the horizon, he ran to him. Why? Because he was his son.
Да, он ошибся. Да, он ошибся, но он был сын. Когда вот это грешит, извиняемся, с этим не работаем. Когда это, Бог с тобой работает, потому что ты Его сын. Знаешь, как люди говорят, а как мне сделать так, чтобы я меньше делал ошибок? Тебе должно быть становиться больше Его. Кто-то понимает? Знаете, как меня станет меньше сейчас?
Just may God have God
меня
flow
стало
into
теперь
you.
Еще на 15% меньше, потому что стало Его больше. И
you,
вот это процесс нашей жизни. Не слушать какие-то вещи, а быть с Ним, быть с Ним, быть с Ним, вливаться. И в процессе, как Моисей, ты выходишь
like
и все...
Moses,
you come out and everyone's вот тогда солнечные очки
covering their eyes.
Ну что, ясно, солнце выходит. Не пытайся это все понять сразу, поддайся процессу слияния с Ним, чтобы в конце жизни сказать те же слова, что и Павел, и уже не я живу. Вы понимаете, что вот это не живет уже? Потому что этого уже нет. Его мало, его не видно, оно уже абсолютно подавлено. И если об этом есть, Бог с ним разберется. Моя цель и твоя цель – больше Бога. Больше Бога. Каждый день больше Бога. Воздай славу.